Kalim chapter 22, Mishnah 9. Koifes sheserko vekirkamo vaasupanim. If you've got a thick block of wood and he reddens it, he dyes it red with some red dye or yellow, or he puts a face on it, meaning he smooths a surf, one of the surfaces with a plane. So is that enough to make it like into a chair? Rabbi Akiva Matame, Rabbi Akiva says that's enough and it's now susceptible to midrash impurity. The Chachom Taharin, but the rabbis say no, it's not susceptible to midrash impurity. Ad sheyachoik bo, until you've actually like done something more, until he's carved out, you know, like a proper seat into it. So just like painting it is not good enough. That's not enough of a change to make it into a chair, say the rabbis. Hasalva kalkela shimelan ateven, a different, slightly different topic. A floor basket or a wall basket. So do two different designs of baskets. And they are filled with straw or moichin or rags. And hiskinen lishiva. And he wants to sit on them, right? It's this basket and it's got straw or rags in it. And he wants to, that's the cushion, right? That's the cushioning of it. And he wants to sit on it. So is that now enough to make it a seat and susceptible to midrash impurity? Says the Mishnah Tohore, that's not enough. It's still not considered a seat. Unless sergan begemi or b'mishicha, if he interlaces it with rushes or strings, meaning it covers the mouth of the basket with like a lattice of rushes or string to prevent the rags falling out. Now it's considered like a properly made seat, and then tamei. Now it is susceptible to midrash impurity.